As we mentioned, the countdown is on for the Boston Pops Fireworks Spectacular along the Charles River. Security is high. So are the spirits of the growing crowd around the Hat Shell, where tonight's concert begins at 8:30. Joining us live from the Esplanade now is WBUR's Steve Brown, who's been there for much of the day. Hello, Steve.
Hi, Lisa.
So, sounds like lots of music behind you. I guess this is recorded music, not the live stuff.
Recorded music.
What else is going on there?
Well, people have been gathering all day. There's a party-like atmosphere, as you will well imagine. People have been out here on the Oval for all day long. They let people in at 9 o'clock. They've been out on blankets, sitting in chairs under some canopies. Of course, those canopies will come down once the concert comes up at 8:30 tonight. By then, the sun will be down and it won't be so bright. Very bright, very warm here on the Oval in front of the Hat Shell. As competing smells here, one you put your nose one direction, you smell French fries. You put in your nose another direction, you smell suntan lotion. It's quite the place. A lot of people here. Among those taking in the show is Carol Hunt of Milton. She's marking her 25th year watching the celebration from the Esplanade. She was here before dawn to stake out a front row seat.
You can see everything. We don't miss anything. We sing and we dance and we entertain the entertainers.
And you can't miss Carol. She's right down in front, and she's wearing red, white, and blue.
Just appropriately enough. Talk about the concert itself tonight, though. You caught up with Pops conductor Keith Lockhart. How is he preparing? Not that this is the first time he's done this.
No. This is, I believe, the 22nd year that he has done this. Believe it or not, he spends a good part of the 4th of July napping, he told me. He sleeps late, sleeps until about 10 o'clock in the morning, because they did a rehearsal show here last night. Gets up at 10 o'clock, comes down, surveys the site, talks to those of us in the media. Then he goes back home and takes another nap in the afternoon. So he's got this under control. Lockhart says that singers Demi Lovato and Nick Jonas will be paying tribute to some musical legends at tonight's concert.
We lost two great American pop giants in this last year. Singer-songwriter Glenn Frey of the Eagles, and of course Prince, most recently and perhaps most tragically. And in honor of those two, our performers are doing pieces associated with them.
And a little spoiler alert, Demi Lovato will be doing a rendition of Purple Rain, and Nick Jonas will be singing Desperado.
We know that security is pretty tight. You took a ride with state police on their patrol boat earlier. What are they doing to ensure everybody's safe tonight?
Well, they have high visibility. Everywhere you look, there's a state trooper, out beyond around the Oval. The DCR Rangers are down here. There are some undercover police officers as well. You can kind of spot them if you look closely at the little things coming out of their ears. But State Police Sergeant Tom Ryan says they are well prepared today.
So we're going to have a large contingent of troopers out here who are going to be trying to keep things safe, making sure everyone has a safe and enjoyable time. That being said, we would encourage people to get involved if they see something unusual or suspicious or concerning, to bring it to our attention.
And he says, if you're out here and you see something unusual, there's a state trooper nearby. Just go and tell the state trooper, or if not, just call 911.
And very briefly, Steve, one more thing. Since it is so hot and there's blaring sun out there, it's a beautiful day, but pretty hot, I think, for a lot of people, especially those who've been there all day. Are there any concerns about people's health? A lot of, hopefully, hydration going on around, the right kind of hydration?
Yes, I see a lot of people with coolers here and drinking water. Of course, alcohol is prohibited here on the Esplanade, so that should not be a problem. But, people, I think, respect the sun. They're putting the sunscreen on. They're getting under the canopies, and they're enjoying a breeze when one comes by every once in a while.
Okay, WBUR's Steve Brown on the Esplanade. The concert gets underway at 8:30 tonight. Fireworks at 10:30. Steve, enjoy.
Thank you.